Welcome in. Today we're building a classic pirate radio style sub drive in Ableton Live 12. Beginner friendly, jungle and old school DNB vibes. The idea is simple. We're not just making a sub bass sound, we're making a sub that performs like it's being tuned in on a dodgy FM transmitter, getting clearer, getting overloaded, choking for a moment, then slamming back into full weight. And we're doing it with an automation first workflow. That means automation isn't the last step. Automation is the composition. The movement is the vibe. Alright, let's set the room up. Set your tempo to drum and bass territory, 165 to 170 BPM. I like 168 because it sits right in that rolling zone. Create a few tracks so you can hear the bass in context. One for drums, one MIDI track for sub bass, one for stabs or pads, and optionally one for FX or atmosphere. Quick grid tip. When you're editing drums, 1/16 is your friend. When you're drawing big arrangement moves, set the grid to 1 bar, because you want clean phrasing. Now we need a drum bed. Not perfect, just believable enough that the sub feels like it belongs. Fast option. Drop in a break sample. Amen-ish. Old school, whatever you've got. Turn warp on, set it to beats mode. Transient, and preserve around 1/16 so it keeps that choppy bite. Then add drum bus on the drum track. Drive around 10 to 20%, transient up a bit, and keep boom subtle or even off, because our sub is going to own the real low end. Trim the output so you're not clipping. Beginner option. Use a drum rack. Kick on beat 1 and the end of 2 for that DNB push. Snare on 2 and 4, hats on 8s or a shuffled 16th pattern. The goal is a loop that rolls without bulleting the bass. Cool. Now the sub. On your sub bass MIDI track, load operator. We're going for clean first. Set the algorithm to a only, oscillator to a sine wave. That's your core. Then shape the amp envelope so it doesn't click. Attack basically at 0, maybe a few milliseconds if you hear ticks. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds to smooth the ends of notes. Now write a simple sub pattern, 8 bars. Keep it sparse. This is a huge beginner mistake. People try to fill every gap with sub, and it kills the groove. Think of the sub like punctuation between kick and snare energy. Root note most of the time, and once in a while a fifth or an octave for interest. For example, if we're in F, you might sit on F1 and occasionally hit C2. Leave rests. Bass is mandatory in jungle. Before we add any dirt, do a quick reality check. Bypass everything, listen to just the drums and the clean sign. If the sub feels weirdly wobbly against the kick, it might just be the note choice. Try moving the whole line up or down an octave. A clean sign on the wrong pitch will never feel heavy, no matter how much distortion you add later. Now let's build the pirate radio rack. Select operator and group it into an instrument rack. Name it Pirate Radio Sub Drive, because we're going to treat it like a performance instrument. Inside the rack, after operator, put your devices in this order. First, EQ8 for pre-clean, then saturator for core harmonics, then auto filter for that radio tuning bandpass. Optionally roar after that for more bite. Then another EQ8 to shape what the distortion created. Then utility for mono safety and level control. Let's dial these in. First EQ8, the pre-clean. Turn on a high-pass filter at about 20 to 25 Hz. Steep slope, 24 dB per octave. That's just clean subsonic rumble that steals headroom. If you hear boxiness later, you can dip around 200 to 300 Hz to a couple dB. But don't do it by default. Only if you hear it. Next, saturator. This is the heart of I can hear the bass on small speakers without destroying the sub. Use analog clip mode, drive around 2 to 6 dB to start, soft clip on, and then match the output level, so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Teacher tip. Every time you add drive, level match. If it sounds better only because it's louder, you're not actually making a better sound, you're just turning it up. Now auto filter. This is where the pirate illusion lives. Set it to bandpass. Start the frequency somewhere in the 200 to 500 Hz zone. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Add a bit of auto filter drive too, like 2 to 8. Turn the LFO off. We're going to do this with automation so it feels intentional and DJ-like. Optional step. Add roar after auto filter. Roar is fantastic if you want the radio band to get mangled, but keep it safe. Try tube or delayed. Keep the tone slightly dark, and use the mix control so it's parallel, around 20 to 50%. Beginners, parallel distortion is your best friend because it gives character without deleting your low end. Then the post EQ8. This is where you decide how much radio mid is allowed to exist. If the low feels thin, add a gentle low shelf around 80 to 120 Hz, 1 to 3 dB, and only if you need it. If the distortion gets buzzy, cut a little in the 1 to 3 kHz region. And if you want that radio focus, a very subtle bump around 400 to 900 Hz can help, but go easy. That range can also become cardboard fast. Finally, utility. Turn on bass mono around 120 Hz, set width low, like 0 to 20%. The sub lives in the center. Wide low end might sound exciting in headphones, but it translates weak in a room and fights the kick. If you need to control volume, use utility gain. Don't start rewriting your MIDI velocities as a mixing solution. Now we go automation first. We're going to build macro controls that act like performance knobs. Not mix knobs, performance knobs. That's a huge mindset shift. Map auto filter frequency to macro 1 and name it Radio Freak. Map auto filter resonance to macro 2, call it Rezo. Map saturator drive or roar drive to macro 3, drive. Then make a choke macro. You can map this to a small range of utility gain or auto filter drive, depending on what feels better. And make a sub-level macro map to utility gain for fine control. Important. Set macro ranges so you can't accidentally ruin the sound. For Radio Freak, something like 120 Hz up to 2.5 kHz. For Rezo, maybe 0.5 to 1.4. For Drive, something like 1 dB to 10 dB. This way, when you draw automation, it stays musical. Now hit Tab to go to Arrangement View, and press it to show automation lanes. Here's the plan, and this is classic DNB phrasing. Bars 1 through 8, intro. You're tuning in. Finish. More mid-focused, moving. Bar 9. Drop. Weight arrives. Drive lifts. The filter move makes it feel like the signal locks in. Bars 9 through 16. Steady roll with a small push near the end. Bar 17. A quick choke moment, like a reload tease, then straight back to rolling. Let's draw it. Start with Radio Freak automation. Over bars 1 to 8, slowly rise from about 200 Hz up to around 800 Hz. But don't make it a perfectly straight ramp. In Live 12, shape it. Add a little hesitation near bar 7, then it locks right before bar 9. That tiny human curve sells the pirate radio story way more than a clean diagonal line. At the drop, bar 9, you have two options. Option A is the reveal. Snap the frequency down into the 150 to 250 Hz zone so the bass suddenly feels heavier, like the signal clicks into the right station. Option B is the tear in. Jump up briefly to around 1 to 1.5 kHz, then fall back down quickly. That creates a ripping moment before the weight returns. Choose whichever matches your track vibe. Next, automate drive. Bars 1 to 8, keep it moderate, like 2 to 4 dB. Bars 9 to 16, lift it to around 5 to 8 dB. Then in the last two bars of that phrase, maybe bar 15 to 16, do a brief spike up toward 9 or 10 dB. Just a moment, like the system is being pushed. Now Rezo automation. Don't wiggle it constantly. Keep it mostly stable, but add little peaks at the end of every four bars, like a DJ hand nudging the dial. Those tiny punctuation moves create structure without adding new sounds. Now the choke moment. Pick bar 17, beat 1. For about half a bar, push the bandpass frequency up toward around 1 kHz, raise the resonance a bit, and pull utility gain down by 3 to 6 dB. It should feel like the station gets pinched and overloaded. Then immediately release back into the groove. That's your O moment without doing a full stop. Coach note, if your automation keeps wrecking your loudness, that means your macro ranges are too wide. Tighten them. And if you still get occasional peaks when resonance hits, you can put a very gentle limiter or soft clipper inside the rack, just catching 1 to 2 dB. The goal is control, not flattening. Now make it roll properly with sidechain. Add Ableton's compressor at the end of the sub-bass track. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to your kick or the drum track if your kick lives there. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds so the sub can poke through a touch. Release 80 to 140 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. If the bass feels late or like it's sucking too long, your release is too long. Shorten it until it bounces in time with the groove. Now let's give it a quick arrangement so it feels like a real tune. Bars 1 to 8. Drums plus filtered sub. Radio Freak rising. If you want, add a tiny static noise or atmosphere, but keep it light. Bars 9 to 16. Drop. Full drums, drive up. Bring in stabs on the offbeat. If you're using a stab, high pass it with EQ8 somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz so it never fights the sub. Bars 17 to 24. Variation. Add a small bass rhythm change or a note change, and include that choke at 17. Bars 25 to 32. strip back and re-hit. Pull hats out for 2 bars, then slam them back. The energy reset is extremely old school and extremely effective. A few common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. 1. Over-distorting until the sub loses weight. If it turns into a wasp and the low disappears, back off drive, back off resonance, and remember the trick is harmonics on top of a stable foundation. 2. Automating too many things at once. Start with one hero automation, Radio Freak. Add drive second, Rizzo Peaks third. Keep it readable. 3. Stereo sub. Keep it mono. Always. 4. Sidechain release too long. That's the late bass feeling. 5. Leaving the band pass too high for too long. The pirate radio band is a moment, or an intro device. During the drop, it should feel like texture on top of weight, not the main event. If you want one extra upgrade that makes the style way easier, split the bass into 2 chains inside the rack. 1 chain is clean sub, basically operator into a queue and utility only. The other chain is radio dirt, duplicate operator, then saturator or roar, then band pass, and then high pass that dirt chain at around 150 to 250 Hz so the crunch never touches the true sub. Then you automate the dirt chain volume, not the whole bass. That is the easiest way to get FM grit without sacrificing low end. And if you want that downsample edge, put redux only on the dirt chain. Keep it subtle, and high pass after it. Again, we protect the real sub.